Hello.
Hi, Larry. It's Laura with Local Splash. What happened?
Well, apparently Androids don't last as long with their batteries as iPhones. I had my iPhone 15 stolen, and I had to settle for a couple of A14s, and so I decided to try one, and I'm not really a big fan. So.
you can't compare.
they don't last all day, apparently.
Yep, you can't compare both of them.
and then the voice analyzers, you know, for dictation, they butcher my words all the time.
I know, they do the same thing on my husband's phone. What he sends sometimes, it's like, it's embarrassing.
Really? Yeah. Sometimes you say, I'll be there in an hour. And it's just something like, I'll see her in an hour. Or I'll see her in the shower. And you're like, I was just like, no. You're like,
yeah, exactly.
You're telling me to pre-send it, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that. It's hilarious. But, I mean, on our end, we're almost... Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Thankfully, though, we're almost done on our end as well. The last, well, not the last thing, but what I was going over was your hours of operation. And I was letting you know that I think, but it's up to you, you should do that you're open every day from a certain time to a certain time, because when people look you up, if it shows closed, they're not going to call you. But you don't have to take work on the weekends, but you can at least still take phone calls to schedule stuff. Does that make
sense?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. So what do you want to show?
I can avoid this weekend, but I don't have to say that I'm avoiding them. Yeah,
exactly.
You could say 7 days a week or whatever.
Okay. And what time to what time do you want to receive calls?
For calls, probably from 9 to 5.
Okay, 9 to 5.
For calls.
That works just fine. Yeah, for calls. And you can, obviously, you're going to schedule your time whatever way you want to with actual work. But at least it shows you're open so they can give you a call. So that's good. Okay, perfect. Now, for the card that you're going to use, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Well, it has my name on it.
Okay. Is there a middle initial by any chance?
Yeah, D for David.
Okay, perfect. D for David. All right. And is the billing on the card the 601 North Kirby Street?
It is, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And what type of card will it be?
It'll be a Visa debit. What I need to do is transfer from one bank account into the other, because the one that I store my money in is completely private, so there's no access to it. So what I do is I put money from that account into the other ones to pay bills.
Okay. Okay. Does it typically transfer it right away, or does it take time to transfer it?
Usually it'll go right away, pretty much, you know. One thing I do run into sometimes is fraud alerts, and then we have to put it through again, but it does go through, so.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, are you able to do it right now while we're on the phone, or do you want me to call you back? What works best?
Let me do it, I guess, right now. Well, you know what, I do have to transfer money from the bank, and this is an Android, not an iPhone, so. I feel like if I breathe on it the wrong way, it's going to do something. I don't know. You want to call me back in 10 minutes?
Yeah, I'll call you back in 10. No worries.
Okay, and then what are we looking at for the you guys see food stamps or what? I just want to...
At this rate, you know, what nowadays, the way the economy is.
I'll give you 2 for 1.
we actually got, so I got you a discount on the monthly. So for monthly, it's just $249. You have a one-time setup fee of $99. So today it's only going to be $348. And then after that, it's just $249. So just $348. And I'll give you a call right back in about 10 minutes.
You got it.
Okay, perfect. I'll talk to you then, Larry.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Talk to you soon. Bye.